On our Sunday liturgies, we are listening to the Gospel of Luke being proclaimed most of the Sundays of this year. We have what we call the liturgical year, beginning of December with Advent and concluding with Christ the King. And every year we have one gospel that most of the Sunday liturgies are read from there, sometimes even in a sequence that goes from almost from beginning to the end of the gospel. It doesn't work exactly that way, but many times is a sequence. And this year we are listening from the Gospel of Luke. And it's interesting because we are about one-third of the gospel when we hear what was proclaimed today. That Jesus, when time came, he knew that his time to be taken up from this world to heaven had come. And he firmly decided to go to Jerusalem. This might seem just a footnote in the gospel. But it's not only, says that the words, the literal words that the gospel was written in Greek. I don't speak any Greek, but reading those who know Greek, saying that it's like Jesus looked to Jerusalem, the direction of Jerusalem, and said, let's go there. And what does that mean? It's interesting, because the Gospel of Luke will present, and the word journey came up three or four times today. Jesus started journeying to Jerusalem with his disciples. It is very, very important time. Not only because it does not only represent the about 100 miles or so distance from Galilee, where Jesus lived most of his life and where he preached, with the towns and villages, and he had his disciples following him. Not the distance, that's not the most important thing. More than that journey is why Jesus is doing this. This is the moment in the gospel that Jesus is indeed teaching his followers what it means to be a disciple. We can know about Jesus. We can admire Jesus' words, miracles, his life. But we can go to a point and sometimes fall short of being really a disciple. And you're going to hear me talking. Whenever I say Mass during this time, because every time that we are meditating the Gospel of Luke, that comes, saying that this journey, every Sunday we're going to start and see what are some of the points of the virtues that Jesus' disciple must cultivate, must have. Not only his disciples from the past, those who are following him at that time, but for us today. And I believe why is this important when I say disciple? Because it is, if we understand what is the meaning of following Jesus, that will situate us in a world that we live in today, which sometimes is a world that we cannot fully understand. Things move so fast, changes, and everything else goes that we can hardly follow. And when we see that, we can either take a position of being stuck in time and stop and say, oh, the world doesn't care about anybody anymore. Of the old times, those were the good times. Of that time, there was respect. There was, people care for each other. Nowadays, no, not anymore. Or when, but that's not really a response to the world. That's reminiscing in the past that sometimes was not as good as we can imagine them. It's just that we want it to be or to be good. Sometimes it is not. And it also shows that we do not live in a time that is doomed. No, not at all. We live in God's grace. It's in the past, it's today, to the end of times. With challenges, yes. We have challenges every time, every day of our lives. So when we meditate and see, the Word of God is, it can bring us at least some direction. And I like, you know, that's why I like the Gospel of Luke when he presents this idea of journey. It is like the disciples who followed Jesus, and we heard three examples today in the Gospel of people. Some Jesus called and some they came up to Jesus and say, "Oh, I want to follow you, wherever you go." And Jesus said, "Okay, but take it easy. You know, even the birds of the air, they have nests, foxes have their dens, but know that if you follow me, sometimes you have no place to sleep, have no place to rest your head. Come and follow me thinking about power and, you know, prestige and no, you won't find that." And then the other said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first, you know, bury my father." And it's not that Jesus is against the fourth commandment, you know, honor, you know, your mother and father. It's not Jesus is against that. Or even the other one who says, "Well, I will follow you, yes, but let me first say the farewells and goodbyes to my family and friends and neighbors and dog and cat or whoever is left behind. I want to say goodbye before I go." And Jesus gives some harsh words, saying, "Well, if you don't put your hand in the plow, don't look back." You know, in the idea, you know, today we live in a different, you know, the agriculture of that time, he had to look ahead. He had the plows and the oxen that, you know, so you keep a straight line, it would be easier then to clean the field and for harvest, everything else. If you don't look around, it would go zigzagging all over and then would be just a mess. But what Jesus is telling us is, if you follow me, prepare to come with our whole heart. Don't be divided. Don't go and say, "Yes, I will go, but up to a point." Perhaps sometimes the point that we try to draw a line and say, "Well, I will follow Jesus up to here, but I will never cross that line." Because Jesus is going to Jerusalem. His disciples are following him. Some of them thinking that, "Well, when we got to Jerusalem, wow, that would be a big time. Jesus will be proclaimed king and we'll be, you know, on top. We'll be the advisors to the king." And that's very important. To their surprise, Jesus is going to Jerusalem. And what he was facing was a cross. Was not, you know, was a different kind of king. And some of his disciples did not understand. And some of his disciples said, "Yes, I can go there. I can even see the cross. But don't expect me to follow him on that cross. That'll be too much." Yet if you get to the point of only watching it, you're still not a full disciple. You still journey. So this journey that Jesus begins, looks to Jerusalem and said, "Let's go." It's a journey that we are invited also. And why do we need to see? The first teaching that Jesus gives is they're in Galilee. Just to have an idea of the region. Galilee, Jerusalem is south, about 100 miles in a region called Judea. And in between Galilee and Judea, there was a region called Samaria. And the Jews and the Samaritans, well, they were enemies. They were not good friends. And they knew that many would go to Jerusalem from Galilee, and to go to the shortened route, they would, cross Samaria. And we heard that they would not welcome Jesus because they knew they were going to Jerusalem. Samaritans, they were Jews too, but they had another mountain, another place that they believed that God manifested himself, not in Jerusalem. So they would not accept, and they would not welcome. And we can see how short-tempered were John and, who was the other one, James, who said, Lord, do you want us to call fire from heaven to solve the situation? They are our enemies. They are not going to welcome us. It's like the story of the king who was wrapping himself and saying, oh, I have no enemies. And a king was always in a battle, said, how come you have no enemies? Oh, the last one I killed last night. So I have no enemies. So that's what they want to do. Let's get set of this situation. And then we learn. That's what I said. We learn from Jesus. He rebuked them. That's just the word. But Jesus said, no. If you want to follow me, tolerance, respect. If they don't accept us, we are going to continue our journey. We're not going to play their game. So when I see that Jesus is teaching, this is teaching us how to look into the world today. Because we do need some direction. We are going to hear so many things. Just, still so fresh in our hearts, in our minds, what happened here in Orlando. And it will take some time to process all the feelings that might come to us. And you can hear and read all kinds of reactions to that. Thankfully, most of them are solidarity, being together, being there for the people in need, for the families, all those, and that is a way of being there. But you can hear and read some things that even when they are placed in the name of God, and then you can say, you can read like if they were like John and James saying, Jesus, don't worry, let's get rid of all these bad people, and then only us, the good ones, will stand. And we can see Jesus rebuking these people as he did with us. That's not the way. That's not the way. Sometimes we might believe in a shortcut. There isn't. We have to walk the long way. Respecting, trusting, not denying the values that we have in our faith. Never denying those values just to say, we're going to get a shortcut and find a solution quick. No, there's no quick way of doing that. Sometimes we have to walk the long walk and the hardest one. In this moment is a moment of solidarity, of believing in peace. And where many Jews saw enemies in the Samaritans, we're going to find that Jesus even used his teaching in parables to say one that we're going to see in a few Sundays from now, the Good Samaritan. To talk about the Good Samaritan to a Jew was impossible. They would say, first of all, there isn't any Good Samaritan. And then Jesus presents a parable of one because he did good things. That's hard sometimes even for us. if we try to see the world as the good and the bad only. During this time that we go with Jesus, because I believe Jesus is inviting us in the gospel, and every Sunday we're going to have a new step, even if every Sunday we're not talking that Jesus is going to Jerusalem, it will take him a while to get there. And we are invited to continue this journey, to walk with him. And we'll see that Jesus will teach his disciples the value, as we said, respecting others, being tolerant, being peaceful, but also, as we saw the three people invited to follow him, he said, you have to be courageous, and your heart must not be divided. We pray that the Lord will give us that desire in our heart to follow him and to learn from him. The world needs disciples of Jesus, not only admirers. Oh, he was great, yes, but what about us? How are we following him? Are our worldview inspired by what we learned from Jesus? Or are we still saying, well, I draw the line up to here, yes. I can go up to that cross and I can see everything. But don't ask me to suffer as he did. No, that would be too much. If you're there, don't get discouraged. The journey continues. And we still have the chance of walking a bit longer with the Lord. And he'll teach us how to follow him, how to love him, how to find meaning in life, even though sometimes when doesn't make much sense to us today. But that's the way you can make a difference. That's the way we can make the world a better place.